We start right now with a man who is fighting for life after a dramatic crash at the Sydney Motorsport Park with five motorbikes smashing into one another. The collision happened about lunchtime during a training day at Eastern Creek. All five riders have been taken to hospital, including one in a critical condition with chest and head injuries. So let's go right now to Brian Parcell, the New South Wales Ambulance Inspector, who joins me on the line. Good afternoon to you, Brian.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Have you got any information about how this happened?
Yeah, look, we actually believe that there were two separate incidents on the track. The most serious being obviously a collision involving three bikes. And unfortunately, a 58-year-old gentleman, as you said, is fighting for life in Westmead Hospital.
So he is in a critical condition. I'm told that he's got chest and head injuries. What about the others who were injured in this incident?
Yeah, two other gentlemen were taken to Nepean Hospital with orthopaedic injuries. A 37-year-old gentleman who actually had a fractured collarbone and a 38-year-old gentleman who fractured his wrist. Their injuries actually occurred in a separate incident to the more serious incident involving the 58-year-old gentleman.
And in the two incidents, two crashes at roughly the same time on the same track, but no link between the two?
No, correct. We were very fortunate, though, that paramedics had originally been called to the gentleman who had the collarbone injury. And while they were actually at the medical centre assessing that gentleman, the more serious accident happened. So we had paramedics on track and with that gentleman within minutes of the incident occurring.
Am I right in saying that the man who's been most seriously injured has been placed in an induced coma?
Yeah, that's correct. New South Wales Ambulance responded a total of five ambulances, a supervisor and also a helicopter, and the Care Flight medical team were on scene within 5 minutes of being tasked. And they placed the man into an induced coma, gave him a blood transfusion and performed some minor surgery on scene before they left. And he's been transported with the Care Flight medical team and a New South Wales ambulance to Westmead Hospital in a critical condition.
Great job by all of those ambos involved. Thanks very much for your time, Brian.
Thanks, Ben. Good afternoon.
Brian Parcell, the New South Wales Ambulance Inspector. So we'll keep an eye on the condition of that man, but he is in an induced coma.